The first story on my front page today is about U.S. citizenship. It's about you. If you hold a U.S. passport, you're a U.S. citizen living in the United States. And if you are holding a U.S. passport, you're a U.S. citizen, you live in the United States, you have some expectation that you could, at some point in your life, be wrongly accused of something, either through mistaken identity or someone framing you or getting caught up in some crazy conspiracy or just bad luck. You could potentially at some point in your life be picked up by the authorities and accused of doing something you never did. So what if you're in an airport? You're traveling like I'm going to do tomorrow, like a lot of us are going to do today and tomorrow for Thanksgiving. You get arrested at the airport. You get arrested at the airport and locked up in jail. You haven't been told what you're being charged with. You're a U.S. citizen arrested in the United States. You're locked up in a jail. You're not charged with anything. And then you are held for 3 years in that condition. You're moved to a military detention facility, a military brig. You're not given the rights that criminal suspects have at all. You are just held in jail because the president of the United States says that he knows you did something awful. The Attorney General of the United States gives a speech where he says he knows, quote, from information available to the United States government and, quote, from multiple independent and corroborating sources that you were involved in a horrible plot against this country. You're held for 3 years without any legal processes whatsoever on the basis of what the government says it knows about you. And it turns out they don't know these things about you. The speeches by the Attorney General and the President about everything you were accused of doing turns out, never mind. No harm, no foul, right? Our expectations as American citizens include the possibility that we might somehow be wrongly accused of something. Our expectations also include that we will have the rights afforded U.S. citizens to represent ourselves in the U.S. criminal justice system where we are innocent until proven guilty. We will have the right of habeas corpus. We'll be allowed to challenge our detention. We won't be held without charges. We'll have the right to a speedy trial. That's part of the expectation that can coexist in our minds with the idea that we might be wrongly accused of something. And then we learn about Jose Padilla, U.S. citizen, charged yesterday, not as an enemy combatant, as an unlawful enemy combatant, not entitled to the protections of the U.S. legal system and the Constitution. Yesterday, Jose Padilla, after this ordeal, was charged just as a regular criminal. He's not charged with trying to do anything in the United States. He's not charged with anything remotely related to the accusations that supposedly justified this totally illegal use of the power of the state against a U.S. citizen. An illegal use of the power of the state against a U.S. citizen that violates every expectation we have as citizens. Jose Padilla was a dirty bomber, remember? He was going to explode a radiological device inside a U.S. city. He was going to fill up a New York apartment building with natural gas and blow it up that way. In the end, they tacked him on to, in a minor way, to an existing criminal complaint in a continuing case filed against four other men. They charged him as a criminal yesterday instead of as an enemy combatant because they cannot defend enemy combatant status. And they have this looming deadline from the Supreme Court to do that by Monday because the case of Jose Padilla, enemy combatant, U.S. citizen stripped of all of his rights because of what the federal government says they know about him without needing to present any evidence. That case was headed to the Supreme Court and the deadline for presenting their case on Jose Padilla was Monday. So they probably would have just charged him on Monday morning or Sunday at midnight, except that Alberto Gonzalez probably wanted to go home and have a nice Thanksgiving holiday. They have done this before because they know that these types of illegal actions by the federal government won't stand up to legal scrutiny. In the case of Yasser Hamdi, remember Yasser Hamdi? He was a U.S. citizen. He'd been born in the United States. He had lived in Saudi Arabia. Right before his case was going to court, they released him from a military prison in order to avoid having to defend the way they treated him. They know what they're doing is illegal and indefensible. So they're dodging the need to defend it. Alberto Gonzalez said yesterday that the fact that Jose Padilla had been held as an enemy combatant was totally legally irrelevant. Well, I'm a U.S. citizen. And it's pretty legally relevant to me because you've now destroyed every expectation I have of what rights would ever be afforded me if I were ever accused by my government of something horrible. In Padilla's case, it looks like charging him as a criminal, saying he's no longer an enemy combatant. Sorry about that whole 3 years you were held without the protection of the Constitution. It looks like charging him is going to save them the embarrassment also of trying to introduce evidence in his case that they tortured out of people. People who are going to be testifying in Jose Padilla's case about the things that the government wanted to accuse him of are people who have been subject to the unique interrogation methods of the CIA, including one witness who, according to today's press, was interrogated more than 100 times in U.S. custody before he coughed up something about Jose Padilla. And you know, bringing Jose Padilla to trial, making sure that his case was heard in a U.S. court of law, might bring some of that to light. So we had to make sure that could never see the light of day. In this case, as far as I'm concerned, Jose Padilla could be the biggest monster in the world. But this case is about what it means to be a U.S. citizen.